This is JIS News. Coming up, Majesty Gardens residents to be employed on construction project, JUTC to roll out 400 buses April 1, and over 1,700 in St. Thomas benefiting from increased water supply. The news in detail after this message.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity. On this land, productivity, that's the way to go. We should understand productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the government is not interested in achieving economic growth without job creation. As a result, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government is actively pursuing initiatives to create more jobs. The Prime Minister was speaking at a recent groundbreaking ceremony for 32 housing units in Majesty Gardens.
We're not just seeking to contain inflation, reduce the debt and maintain a stable exchange rate. We want to expand employment for our people, particularly for our most vulnerable. This construction will not only provide housing for the community, but it will also provide jobs. Young people who are trained under the Youth Build Program will be employed during the construction phase.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says $11 million of the $175 million budgeted for the construction of the housing units will be spent on labor. Youth Build is a construction training program funded by the National Housing Trust and administered by Youth Limited. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will be rolling out 400 buses come April 1, when it's expected to reclaim routes previously operated by sub-franchise operators. The JUTC has reduced the sub-franchise licenses from 572 to 425. Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, says the company is able to provide adequate number of seats for commuters within the Kingston Metropolitan Region, KMTR.
So what it means is that the number of seats that the JUTC, in addition to the sub-franchisees that will be engaged in this legal way, will have sufficient seats, sufficient buses to get the passengers from where they live to where their place of business is, whether that be work, whether that be school, whether that be any other business in the KMTR. And that is our commitment.
Mr. Finnegan was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Friday. He says 425 spaces were offered to operators within the KMTR. However, only 319 were taken up by sub-franchise licensees. Just over 1,700 residents of five St. Thomas communities are benefiting from increased water supply following the completion of a $34 million water supply project. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, implemented initiative was financed through the Caribbean Development Bank Basic Needs Trust Fund and will benefit the Thornton, Sunning Hill, Seaforth, Mount Pelia, and Prospect areas. Managing Director at JSIF, Scarlett Gillings, says the project specifically speaks to outcome one of Vision 2030 and the fostering of a healthy and stable population. She says the project facilitates increased access of residents in rural communities to safe potable water, a direct mitigating strategy against illness due to waterborne diseases. The project involved the installation of a pumping unit and motor control center and the laying of approximately 3,600 meters of ductile iron pipeline with takeoff to individual homes. And the Ministry of Education has implemented the Performance Management and Appraisal System, PMAS, for staff members. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the system will help the ministry become more results-oriented, performance-driven, and client-focused. It will also enable greater levels of accountability, transparency, and efficiency.
It's so important for us to understand the significance of what we do. If education falters, there is no hope for any development. We are the number one ministry in terms of human development.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the official launch of the Performance Management and Appraisal System recently. The system is in keeping with the government's thrust to improve the services offered by the public sector. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.